Are you getting my point? I remember Bishop Oyedepo's tape, The Gospel of Abundance. I listened to it at least 70 times, something between 70 and 100 or beyond. And then that single tape gave birth to, if you count the grandchildren down to the third generation, I'm sure there'll be more than 100. I listened to it so much. Somebody said, "You appear good all the time." I said, "It's because I'm good inside. And if you are good inside, it makes you good outside. And I believe in good things because good things are good." That's the first line of that tape. Anywhere you get it. If it doesn't have that first line, they didn't double complete. No, are you getting my point? No, those are the things I listen to those days. So when I talk, really, money has never been my problem. I don't mean that I have so much cash, it's draining on me. That's not the point. But I have never been afraid that tomorrow, peradventure, something will happen, I will be in lack and I will be poor. God forbid. That one died long ago. Are you getting my point? So when I utter, it's out of what fills the heart. So if I talk to money, come to me in the name of Jesus. I know they are gathering and they are running. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Do you follow my point? I said something in church on Wednesday, and I mean it absolutely. I said, you see, everything is in seasons, all right? There is a time to sow, there is a time to reap. I said, in part of my reaping season, let me listen to you guys, what will happen, and ladies too, all right? Tell your husbands, all right, that this will happen. One day, are you guys listening? Chukubiki, are you hearing? All of you, listen, Meka, one day it will be my birthday, and I will call you a week beforehand. I will call two people and I say, my birthday present that I desire is an S600. All right, full effect. And I am telling you because it is my time to reap. I don't want everybody who has been blessed to contribute. I said, two people. If the first person says, sir, I will do it alone. I say, all right, wait. But the other guy, I've made up my mind, it's two people. So you, buy white, I will call him, you should buy the black one. Are you getting what I'm going to say here? Now, see, how did I come to the knowledge of this? It's just because the heart has contemplated. Do you understand my point? Listen, if somebody is going to give Kingdom World Ministries 1 billion naira to do the work of the kingdom, do you think the same person will not give Pastor Banky 100 million? Are you getting what I'm going to say? Listen, it cannot be changed. Do you follow what I'm going to say? I believe what I'm saying absolutely. As I'm saying it like this, all right? I told you about time and chance. The angels of time and chance, they have gone to go. Now, let me share something with you. I think it was on that CD. Pastor Kodi was sharing something, and I laughed to my wife, with my wife. I said, look at the way the Spirit of God works. You see, actually, listen to this. For you to know that this thing is deeply of the Spirit. Once, I was... Don't let me say that side. This really happened, but I won't tell you. But let me tell you the other side. You heard me say that I believe, and I know, and I have said it, and it will happen. That within a space of 24 months, all right, I don't know when it's going to start, but it's going to be shortly. Within the space of 24 months, 12 people are going to give 1 billion naira each to Kingdom World Ministry. I'm not saying that the work of the kingdom on the earth. Look, that's too small to do everything. It's just the one that I am presiding over, I'm talking about. All right? Are you getting my point? All right. Now, I said 12 within 24 months. Now, I was going to a message, and Pastor Kwaji said something, and I laughed. If I wish I had his number, I would have called him and said, okay, I'm listening to you here. Let me share with you my own testimony. He said that one day they were praying, and God said to him that write down the name of 24 people who will give, that you know that if I gave them money, they will give 10 million naira each to the work that you are doing. And I will pass 100 million naira to them, each one of them. And then, of course, you know, he will write out of experience, not out of faith. You know, by faith. And he said, no, this guy, I know him. You know, he put it down. When he said that, I went to the table. I just remember, I said, my wife, listen to this again. We're in the car. And I listened to it. I said, see, that shows you that it's nothing ingenious that I came up with. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to say. There's actually something that God poured. I told you, you can never outthink God. You can't. I said it's a spirit that God poured into the air, and that men who have imbibed God's spirit are tapping into it. And this, look, I'm saying this because I'm a preacher. Do you get my point? Now, everybody who is in his own field, maybe you're an architect, there are things that God has thrown into the realm of the spirit that you must stretch your hand and pick. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? And when your heart has contemplated and has become full of that thing, do you understand? Then words begin to drop from your mouth. That's actually what I'm talking about today. Listen, One of the things Satan will do is to try and shut you up in this life. Are you getting my point? That is why, no, I won't allow it to happen. Listen, as a young woman, that's when you start laying foundation. You know the way life works? Things overtake you. They don't let you decide. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They do what? They overtake you. When the time of fulfillment comes, they overtake you. I was reading the other day from Luke chapter 1. I realized that because of the faith of Elizabeth, when this man was going to start talking nonsense, Zacharias, they said, keep quiet until the word will be fulfilled, which will be fulfilled in its time. I don't know whether you're getting my point. That is, because of certain events, certain motions on the earth, an event will be fulfilled. Are you getting my point? And when that thing will be fulfilled, it will be because its time has now come. It doesn't discuss with the person in whose life it will be fulfilled anymore. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm going to say. That is, once you've sown your seed, then harvest time will come, and then life will just... He said the kingdom of God is like a seed that the farmer plants in the ground. Then he goes to sleep, and he wakes up in the morning and goes to sleep every day. He said the earth by what? Itself produces first the blade, then the ear, the full grain in the air. Then when the crop permits, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Listen, the time that things really depend on him is in the seed sowing season. Are you getting my point? What am I talking about? Seed sowing season. Listen, it is now that the challenges of life will make you talk. Are you getting what I'm saying? So in life, statements keep coming up. Statements keep coming up. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Because when God said, you know, we're talking about saying, God did what? He said. Now, with God, I told you that, which language did he say, use? We don't know. And I want to express something to you. It's not only by words that people say. They also talk by actions. Do you follow what I'm going to say here? So it's not just by words. It's many things put together. All right? That God said. A human being will say by words. He also talks by what? Actions. There are two accounts of the woman with the issue of blood. One says she said in her heart. Are you getting my point? But how do you know that she really said? The Bible said that she came in from behind through the press. You know what it means? Everybody is trying to touch Jesus Christ. You know, I was it this morning. I sat down and there was power failure. So when the power came back on, the decoder was on, CCTV, everything was on. So one channel just popped on. I don't even know which channel. But they were showing something. I saw, you know, stars, I think, movie stars coming out. And people were waiting with their pictures. And then they collect and sign. So I asked my wife, I said, please, this autograph, really, what do they really do with it? She said, they'll go and hang it somewhere that I met him once. I said, oh. I said, do people write anything on it? He said, they just sign. I said, that is all. I said, I just wanted to be sure. That's what I was asking. Today morning, that's how some people were touching Jesus Christ. They'll go and hold the hand. I said, me too, I touched him. Jesus of Nazareth, see the hand. I touched him. You are getting the point I'm making? All kinds of people. There were those who were really sick, who had heard that other people got well. Everybody wanted to touch Jesus Christ. This woman, in her own weakened state, she also pressed him from behind. And then, this interesting part, she didn't try to touch his back or his hands or stop him. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Nothing like that. What did she do? She just touched the edge of his garment, and she let go. And instantly she was made well. And this is the interesting part. Jesus, Jesus just said, yeah, I perceive. No. Let me tell you what happened. Really, in reality, what happened was that he tried to take a step and the leg did not respond. So he paused. He wanted to move again. So he said, virtue. Not mere virtue, power, energy. I became weak suddenly. Somebody just drained my power. So he was waiting to, you know, after you've run a race, you chill for a while and you gather some energy. So he was waiting to gently recuperate just for a few seconds. Meanwhile, he said, who did that? Now, what am I trying to say? Because she said with her mouth and then she said with her actions. She did not just say, because you can say with your mouth and not say with your actions. I told you that the Bible said that a double-minded man does not receive anything from the hands of the Lord. He doesn't receive anything. That is, he says one thing with his mouth, then his actions say another thing. What am I going to say? God said. It's not just the words. Alright? Because we don't know the language he spoke. You speak by many actions. The Bible said, day unto day utter speech without saying words. Are you getting my point? That is, they paint a picture. Their manner of life tells you something. You are following what I'm saying? So God said, it's not just the words. It's everything, actions that go with it. The way your life really cooperates with what you are saying. Listen, let me say this again. It's not the actions per se or the words per se that are the issue. Is the fact that they came out of a fullness of the heart. So it's as you are filling your heart with things that they begin to flow out of your mouth. That's why I told the story I told earlier. It wasn't that, this man, you are very bold, you're a loud talker. No, it's not. That is not it. What simply happened was that I had been infused with certain things. No, I told you the example last week. There was a time I found out that I was ill. I didn't know what it was until I found out it was chicken pox and I was angry. I didn't just start praying, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I just took a tape that had fed my heart before. I sat down in front of it for 1 hour, 15 minutes thereabout. And the word filled my heart again, all right, to the brim. And then it came out. And the virus said, ah, this place is dangerous, it's risky. Let us go. Do you get my point? Listen, no man can say, I'm a great man of faith. That's not the point. If your heart is not filled with God's word, you are not a great man of faith. You can shout all you want, it means nothing. Now, talking about seat time. So this is the way it goes. Seat time is now. Oh, are you following my point? Listen, you may actually forget that you said something at a time. It's when it has been fulfilled, you will remember that these were the same things I said 10 years ago. Are you getting my point? What am I saying? That the situations in life right now, they are trying to bring out something out of your heart, making you say something. And this is a bad side. You talk and bad, it's a seed. You say it good, it's a seed. Whichever one you say, one day it will return to you. Are you getting my point? And don't forget, it's not just the words. It's that it came out of the heart that is full. That's why people can go to church. Everybody rise up to your feet. Put up your hand. In Jesus' name, it's well with me today. In Jesus' name, my future is bright. They finish talking it. As soon as they leave. You know the real words that matter. And your father calls you. Say, oh boy, how far? Say, daddy, I don't know. This country is very hard. In fact, I don't know. A young man will just die like that in this country if he doesn't do something. Your friends gather. You say, man, nah, life hard though. In fact, I have thought about it. How can one succeed in this country? You know our current president, in fact, you know the man didn't have a plan for office. Can you believe that? In short, we are finished. And go back to church. It is well, it is well. In Jesus' name, it is well, it is well. Do you follow my point? It's not those ones that somebody commands you to say. It's those ones that you speak because you have become persuaded. And I say you cannot be persuaded until you get what? Information. You can't be. Remember what I gave us an example. I don't know whether it was last Saturday or a few Saturdays ago. A friend of mine told me he wanted to make some decisions. I said, don't make those decisions yet. I said, wait. Let me send you some materials. When you have digested them and you have added them to the other pieces of information you have, then the decision will come together. Do you follow my point? It will come together. I said, if you decide now, you will decide on wrong premises. Are you getting my point? I remember once I was watching, I think it was on Discovery. They're talking about how spacecrafts get sent into places like the moon and all of that. Talking about how they do their detailed calculations and all of that. That, you see, merely getting maybe 0.001% of a figure wrong can make the difference between whether your spacecraft will crash land on the moon from a height of 2 kilometers to the moon's surface, or land gently. Do you get my point? So they keep on researching, trying to get the laws of nature correctly before they launch the thing out into space. You are following the point I'm making here. That is, they keep on getting everything correctly. So somebody makes a decision when he doesn't have everything correct. He ends up crash landing. You are getting my point? So I told the young man, don't do it yet. Get all your information right. Because most of the information people use on earth to make decisions, they are very faulty. The dollar is the international, you know, still now, it's still the currency that everybody understands in the world. Okay? And some people think because of that, it will be like that forever. Now, you know, that doesn't make sense. It wasn't like that until just about 110, 15 years ago. You are getting my point? Now, before then, they were not there. Are you following what I'm going to say here? But then there's one thing that the Bible says abides forever. That is what? The Word of God. You are getting my point? Now, when you have soaked your heart in it, this is what I'm going to say. Then you begin to utter, and what you are doing actually is sowing seeds for the future. Now, let me not lose track of that. That's what I'm trying to get to. You speak words, you take actions, which are actually seeds for what? For tomorrow. Now, please, let me recommend that CD again for those who came late, too bad. All right? I won't go by that one. I said I preached on Wednesday. All right? Please, make sure you get that CD. Because I realized something, and I preached it in there, about this sowing seeds for the future. That when the master gave his servants, I think Luke chapter 19, when he gave them those amounts of money to go and trade till he comes back, they didn't understand that he was trying to make them rulers over cities. You know what they thought? They thought the master needed some extra money. But the man said, okay, take 1 mina, using a New American Standard Bible, trade with it. The man who multiplied it tenfold was made a ruler over 10 cities. What am I trying to say? What he was given now to do was the seed for his future. Listen, that's the way life is. That's just the principle of life. As you're walking every day, everything you are doing is what? Remember what I said, they are words. They are words. They are words. It's not just the statement from the mouth. As you utter with your mouth, your actions also, they also release a spiritual substance into the air. This is the point I'm making. When they will begin to return, both words and actions, most of the time you would have forgotten that was what you said. That's why, look, let nobody sow bad seeds into your life, reject it. You remember my best example? Once I took a stick and I was walking, you know, just playing in the house. I put the stick down. I took one step, put the stick down, took another step. And somebody nearby said, duck at 60. You hear what I said? 60 years old. Me. Man of God, filled with the Word of God, bent at the age of 60. There was no quarrel. I wasn't even fighting the lady. I just carried the same stick, pointed it at her. I said, he satisfies my mouth with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I will never bend. Don't cry that rubbish joke with me. Because you saw me carry stick. Now I throw the stick straight in back, lest we give a wrong impression. I mean, shortly after that, was it after or before? I watched Frank Olize intervene a man who said he was 90 years old. 90. And the man, he said, this man, you know what? The man said he fought in the Second World War. How do you know when you were born? He said it was when that his mother told him that he was born during the influenza epidemic of 1908 or 1918, something like that. Those of you know history very well. Is it 1908? 1918. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said it was before then, that he was born. They were doing Armed Forces Remembrance Day. And he was saying that, why are you remembering those who have died? What about those of us who are alive and you have forgotten us? He drilled Abikeda Biri that day. Then she was a reporter. She's in the house now. She went back. Uh-huh. Then she was a reporter for Newsline. This is how the man was marching. And somebody is saying to me, Doc, at 60. Abba. Which kind of nonsense be that? Me, Ben, at 60. With all this thing I've been chopping. I just turned to the lady, I said, he satisfies my mouth with good things. Therefore, my youth is renewed as the eagles. One day I was making a statement once in the office also. I was just, you know, the way you just talk and gist with your friends. I said, oh, I'm going to have, maybe I said 4, 5, 6, 7 or something children. And the guy laughed, you know. He said, ah, you have never heard of, is it primary, he said, or secondary infertility. We're all doctors, you understand? In my mind, bad joke. Bad joke. I said, children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is a reward. And blessed is everyone that has a quiver full of them. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Whether you understand it or not is your personal problem. I've made my statement. What kind of nonsense joke is that? I said, one day I walked to a bookshop in this Enugu. I married in 99, all right? I came into Enugu the following, I married December 99. This was the year 2000. I didn't have a child yet. I went to a bookshop. And I saw a book. Childless but not less. Understanding how to live with infertility. I said, God forbid, bat, agent of Satan. I dropped the book. Waka gone. I said, hey, don't give me excuse for Satan. You know what they call excuse for Satan? You and Satan will agree on why your life shouldn't be straight. Why everything about you should be crooked. They will explain it's not your fault, it's your grandfather. I said, my grandfather has no problem. You want to know my grandfather's name? His name is God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has no problem. He said, he's a gene, he's inherited. He said, he was born not after the will of flesh, but after the spirit. He said, even though our outward man perishes, he said, yet from inside it is renewed day by day. What nonsense are you telling me? He said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will renew, will give life to your mortal body. If you read the normal Bible, it says, though the body be dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. That's not what Paul said. Paul said, though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. Listen, Satan can do all he wants. I won't change my thoughts. I won't change my words. Do you know why? When those words begin to defend you, there are the times you can't talk. Are you getting my point? When they will rise up in your defense, at such times you will not have a mouth to say anything. I say in life, they see time. That's how authority is exercised. Please listen to that tip, because the thing is that I won't preach the message now. I realize that God gives you the opportunity to show that you know how to use what He has given you. Are you getting what I want to say? Then He gives you the opportunity, all right, to use it in a bigger fashion. What am I trying to say? What are the little things you talk? Stop talking about things that have no bearing to your system. I believe Rwanda will be evangelized. Listen, honestly, I don't know anything about the evangelism of Rwanda. Pastor Banker, you said they won't be evangelized. I said it is not my own problem. There is one pastor, Banky Z, somewhere there, who is preaching for the evangelism of Rwanda. Now, it is possible that it is me that will evangelize Rwanda. Are you getting my point? But, God didn't say exercise yourself on the evangelism of Rwanda. He said exercise yourself on the way of success, period. I don't know whether you're getting my point. That is, the one you are teaching here, exercise yourself in it. So if I'm going to pray, I pray for venue, I pray for money, I pray for equipment, I pray, are you following my point? I pray for things that God has committed into my hands, and I prophesy upon them and make sure they succeed. I don't pray for all the children in third world. No, I don't. I pray for Akinolu David, Olubenga Dani. So my children, all right? I pray for Omena Deborah. I pray for my cousins, my friends' children. Are you following my point? Anything beyond the one I can see, I don't pray about them. Pastor Banky. Listen, the reason is simple. I know those ones don't have effect. What God gives me one now, all right? I pray for people that I know. If you have children, I'll pray for your children. Do you get what I'm saying? I pray for you here. No, really, literally, I mean what I'm saying. I don't pray for every Christian in the world. I don't. I pray especially for those, most importantly, who listen to the words that I preach. You know why? Because that is what I can carry. Now, listen, I'm coming to something. That's like God giving you a mina. Do business with this until I come. Are you getting my point? So if God said preach to 50 people and I preach to them hard, I traveled great distance to make sure I'm there to preach to them, I pray for them, and then as they are prospering, God will say, fine. Oh boy, you try. I said, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Say, now, you thought that's where we're going. He said, great mistake. That was not where we're going. Wanted to see whether you would do that one effectively. He said, look around. Then they opened the curtain. He said, you thought you were preaching to 50 and praying for 50. Now, see 5 billion listening. Do you understand my point? At that time, the results, that's what I'm telling you about sowing the right seeds. It has now gone beyond you. Are you getting my point? You don't have to step into China. People will gather together in China and put you on their satellites everywhere. How many of you heard of Kenneth Hagin? I don't know, but last I knew, he had only been to two other countries in his life, apart from the United States. And those two countries were Canada and South Africa. Maybe he went to other countries afterwards. But by that time, he was training every young man in Nigerian campuses. Do you follow the point I'm trying to make here? That is, God gives you something, exercise your energy on that thing. And stop. You know, stop diffusing your spiritual energy. Do you follow the point I'm making? What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? I'm saying that, look, God gives you a responsibility. Why I mentioned that one is that. So, you see, don't just use words anyhow. What I'm going to say, there are things that are your responsibility, primarily. Exercise your authority on them. Speak words positively about them. Get the plan of God that you can about those things and speak about them. Lay the problem. Now, I brought that one out, you're right, to bring out an issue. That those are the ways actually that you prove yourself faithful before God, and then God now imposes upon you a greater responsibility. Get it? It's on that city. I preach that in on that city. I don't want to go by it again. So I was making a statement. Let me just conclude it. Don't forget, it's so important that your words, your actions, those are the most important things that you use to speak, and those are seeds that you are sowing, and that when the results of those things will come back to you, listen, you may even have forgotten that you said some things. Are you getting my point? You may even have forgotten that you took some actions. But right now, God will instruct you, and life will demand of you to make statements and to take actions. The statements and actions that you release based upon the demand that life makes of you are the seeds you are sowing towards your tomorrow. Are you getting the point? That's why I was giving that example of whether you pray for those who are in Rwanda, and that's not the point. There are situations that make a demand from your mouth that you say something. You get my point? Listen, don't let people make you use your mouth to talk anything against yourself, because, you see, these things come back. Every time in life, Satan presents words. That's why I was giving an example. He presents reasons for you to doubt. He tries to explain to you why your life shouldn't turn out well. And once you start agreeing and explaining along with the devil about it, then listen, you know the interesting part? Don't worry, it's a seed. He collects it, he keeps it. The fruit is coming back in 15 years' time. It's coming back in 20 years' time. And then they begin to endure. You don't know, you see the man at 65 is a struggler. His decisions were made when he was 25, 26, 27. Do you follow the point I'm making? Now, please, let me end with something. I just want to summarize that. Now, let's get back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Did I say 11? Sorry, back to 9. Verse 11. Say, I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, and neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability, for time and chance overtake them all. Now, please, what I just want to emphasize here again, for those of us who have heard me say, I hope you don't miss the radio broadcast. I've been speaking a lot about time and chance. All right? I just want to say something about it, and then I close this series on the law of faith. We can't finish speaking on the law of faith. All right? Let me just end it here. He said, time and chance overtake them all. Please notice that, and then again, go back to Isaiah chapter 34. From verse 16, it says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these will be missing. None will lack its mate. For his mouth has commanded and his spirit has gathered them. Now, please notice that what he was saying, if you read earlier in the previous verses, He was explaining that you will see all kinds of creatures in these cities that are going to be destroyed. Great cities now, 45 cities they were, but when I finish destroying them, you will find things that their natural habitat is not even supposed to be here. Are you getting my point? It's like saying that you will find cactus growing all over Enugu. You know what they call cactus? Cactus is a desert plant. You don't expect it to grow widely. You may find a few, but Enugu is quite tropical rainforest. I don't think you will get it growing around here. So God now says that by the time I finish, there will be nowhere to step on the land. Say why? Because you will find cactus growing everywhere. He says, look, seek from the book of the Lord and read. If you see God say anything like that, he said, not one of it will fail. That everything will happen exactly as God has said it. And he said, this is the reason. He said, for his mouth has commanded and his spirit has gathered. That is, anytime the mouth of God commands something, his spirit always goes forth to do what? Gather them. Please, I want you to notice something. Because what happens is that people have the habit of asking, how shall these things be? Are you getting my point? How shall these things be? Seeing that it is not in keeping with the natural order of things. How shall these things be? That's what I want to just use this one to dispel. Because if you keep on saying, how shall these things be? You are expecting God to work according to the order that you understand. Are you following the point I'm trying to make? But it doesn't always work. Therefore, your faith will be weakened. Listen, if we say, declare from your mouth what you believe God is going to do, we are not saying that God will explain to you how he's going to do it. And that's the way, this is the way the things of God are. It is only after they have been done, after God will have finished doing them, you will now look back and say, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. But while they are doing it, you can't understand it. Do you understand the point I'm making? There is no how you would have explained to Joseph that this is your path to victory in life. One, be a loved son, and then your brothers, when they are selling into slavery, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. It will be okay. It will be okay. Don't worry, you will soon be bought out of slavery and become a chief slave in the house of Potiphar. Even when the man is rejoicing, say, well, along the line, Mrs. Potiphar is not a good woman. No. You may have to go to jail. No, none of it will be explained. Listen, as each event was happening, Joseph was also wondering what was going on. Are you getting my point? It was only after everything had been solved. It was not even the first day Pharaoh called him to be prime minister. It was the day his brothers arrived and they were repentant and they were begging that he looked back and said, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for what? For good. What am I trying to explain? The things of God are not easy to explain ahead of time. After I finished preaching that message on Wednesday, I realized suddenly, okay, that everything I have said, prophesied about my life, are you following me? And you've heard me say many things. They are just the things that God has allowed me to see and has commanded me to speak about. The real things he wants to do with you on earth, you will not find out until they start getting done. Do you follow the point I'm making? That is, look, God says, just give me the words. Once they are the words of God, what happens is that the Spirit of God now goes out and then gathers them. You are getting the point? Listen, this is so important people understand. You will not be able to recognize what your life will be like in 20 years' time when you look back at it. Like, at that time, you look back at it and say, no, I could not have prophesied or predicted it. Are you following my point? That it has gone beyond what I ever imagined. Listen, if it doesn't go beyond that, God has really not blessed you yet. You are still on the path to blessing. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? Listen, let me close with this. As Christians, you must really, literally expect the unexpectable. Did you hear what I said? That the things that men can't expect. One day I heard a man preach. He said, you know, God can't surprise me. You know, God can't surprise me. And what he was trying to say, I understood, was that he expects so much from God now that there's nothing that God can do that will shock him. I said in my heart, you don't know him yet. That is, you don't know God yet. Do you get my point? I believe very strongly that God can surprise people. And in fact, God intends to surprise people. The things that you are seeing as visions and prophesying about today, they are smaller than the things that God really wants to use you to do on the earth. In fact, this is the interesting part. You know, oh God, I have so many things to say about that. Just to encourage people's hearts. You'll be amazed. Do you know God can lead you, in quotes, on a wild goose chase? You know what they call a red herring chase? Deflect you in the wrong place. You'll be chasing something that really doesn't exist. But It's the aggressiveness with which you chase that thing that will determine whether he will place you in the place where he really wants you to be. There are people who have said, God, this is my ministry. Maybe you were in school. I just said, this is a funny joke. Maybe you were in school. You said, like, God, I feel so called to the ministry of singing, you know. I feel like I'm a minstrel before God. And why? You have a good voice. And you could lead songs in school. Do you get my point? Now, no, you know the interesting thing? You don't think God will come and correct you. My daughter, or my son, that is not your calling in life. No, no. Since that's what you are passionate about, he said, good. While you are learning to sing, you will learn a lot of things. As you save your money to buy your first keyboard, God is checking how serious you are about the talent, you know what I mean, he has given. Don't forget those men that God gave one mina each, Luke chapter 19, and said, go and do business till I come. The question is this, was the master interested in the money they were going to make primarily? No. No. The man went to take cities. Do you get my point? He went to do what? Take cities. He was looking for those that will reign over those cities for him. Therefore, he gave them money and said, okay, do business until I get back. Do you understand my point? So they were busy doing business. And the man said, that was not exactly what I wanted, but let me see how you did it. The guy who did it well, he made him a ruler over cities. What am I going to say? You must understand that God is going to do something in your life beyond that which you have ever imagined. Are you getting my point? Have you learned anything today?